Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick again. I'm still here at the exhibition. The B2B exhibition at IQ Cambridge. And I've just met a very, very interesting young lady called Elizabeth Stenton, who works for an organisation called the Resource Efficiency East. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about Resource Efficiency East. What's that all about?
Okay, Resource Efficiency East is the programme that I work for. The programme is delivered by Renewables East, so they're sort of the parent company. Resource Efficiency East is a fully funded programme. We receive funding from the East of England Development Agency and the European Regional Development Fund so that we can provide support, services, advice and guidance to small and medium-sized businesses in the East of England.
Okay, and what's this kind of advice that you'd give companies?
It's called business advice services, really, to help them look at ways to identify where they can make improvements to their energy usage, how much water they use, how much waste they generate, if they have any transport or fleet obligations or requirements. And it's basically the whole core of the system is to help them identify ways to improve how their resource efficiency, and ultimately receive the cost benefits that go alongside with improvements.
So what kind of cost benefits could companies look at getting by following this?
Well, it could be anything to reducing how much electricity and gas you're using, thereby reducing your utility bills. It could be helping you to identify alternatives to waste disposal, so saving on your waste disposal costs. Reducing how much water you use, again saving on utility bills, looking at fuel transport costs, smarter driving, efficient use of fuels, and also saving on costs associated with those.
Wow, I'd never even have thought of those things.
It's all things that just sort of get wrapped up in your overall business costs and overheads, but just making simple changes can have a significant saving.
So I'm not sure you guys are selling yourselves right, because I don't know about you, well, it certainly won't be for you, but most people think about green issues and sustainability and that kind of thing. They're still like, oh God, here we go. And
it's going to cost me money to do it.
But they don't actually think of the savings and stuff, positive impact that it could have on your business just by
changing.
Have you got an example you could share with me of maybe someone that you know that's...
Our core service is the business resource review, where a consultant will come in and do a thorough baseline review of your business and all those things that we just talked about. Just pulling off the top of my head from the recommendations that they generate, businesses can be saving £35,000. You know, it's completely dependent on the business that you run and the operations that you have. But I mean, the savings can be quite significant.
Quite substantial.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of it. I hadn't even thought of approaching it like that.
And the benefit to the Resource Efficiencies Programme is that because we are funded, we offer these support services fully funded and free of charge to small businesses.
So you do it for free as well?
Yeah.
That's just remarkable. It's amazing. Where can we go and find out more?
If you go to our website at www.resourceefficiencyeast.org.uk, it's a bit of a mouthful, but you will find a lot of information on there about our support services and the different products that we offer. And just out of interest, we've got a series of events coming up in the St. Neots region that will focus on different topical issues, sort of transport and environmental management, energy usage and waste.
Wow.
So if you're interested in attending any of those events, again, you'll find details on the website.
Website. Okay, but before I let you go, there's three pearls of wisdom I like to ask everyone. Is there three pearls of wisdom that you'd like to share that would either help businesses be successful or be better in their lives? What would they be?
First, I'd say, you know, don't discount looking at the green issues in your business, because even if you just implement the low and no cost savings, they can have quite a substantial return for you. Not only will it improve your image with your in-house staff, but if you market it correctly, you can use it as a clear differentiator between your competitors, so you've got a market advantage there as well. And a third pearl of wisdom, what can I say? It can help with sort of legal compliance issues as well, with environmental legislation, and you know, you can incur fines and penalties if you don't meet certain requirements, so it'll help you identify those sorts of things as well.
Brilliant. All right, that's absolutely amazing.
Okay,
so thank you very much, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
Audio Boo, it's Ian McKendrick, over and out.